Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup, PGA final thoughts for the Memorial. It is a early Wednesday morning. I will try to have us out by lunch today. End of the month, busy times all the way around. Looking forward to a great tournament and a great little stretch of golf coming up between now and really the Open. There's a few tournaments in there, obviously, that won't be as big, but a few elevated, two majors. Then we get the playoffs after that. But right now we focus on the two majors. More importantly, this tournament this week, still loaded, 120 guys, only a few of the top 100 not here. So no big withdrawals as of now. It is early Wednesday, so we'll see if anything pops up. I don't really think there's any possibilities, but you never know. Hop in the listener league if you haven't already. Hopefully it's not full by the time this is posted. Link will be in the description. This looks great. It's going to be hot, sunny, not much wind. It's going to play as fast, as firm as they want it. We know Nicklaus loves that. So, I mean, I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a tough test. Light winds help, but, man, the warm weather, and they'll have the fairways and greens going as fast as they want them, that I think it'll be a tough challenge this week in general, and see that high single digit, maybe someone from time to time seems to creep over 11, 12, 13 under. I believe the majority of the top 10 will be single digit, under par. Round, as far as weather goes, no like weather draw at all. I would lean, this is a traditional setup. So I'd lean first on leader showdown stuff, probably lean going early. You get fresh greens, cooler weather, very, very little wind at all in the morning. It picks up a hair in the afternoon, nothing crazy. I just, if I can have the course fresh and a nice 70 degrees in the morning compared to, I think it may get up to 90, 92 or something tomorrow afternoon. So I lean that way for first round later and showdown. That's about it. Main slate, I'm not factoring anything at all as far as weather goes. Trending to be the highest owned right now, we got Cantlay, Rahm, Scheffler, X, Connors, Fowler, Scott, and Hatton. No real surprises there at all. It's not going to be crazy ownership either. I mean, this will be typical, like I talked about on Smash Factor. We'll see, three, maybe four guys over 20%. I really don't envision anybody just getting super steamed up. We've had a few surprises in the last few weeks. But even then, it's been like the Fowler week. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And most people probably had him. I think I had him around 17, 16, 17. He wound up being 23, which was the highest that week. But it still wasn't like we get someone up to crazy 30% or anything like that. You're going to have a few spots. Connors is going to stick out as being higher owned than most in that range. Fowler's right there with him. So those two, 7K range or some guys that are flirting with that 10, 11, 12% when there's a ton of guys that are going to be, 3, 4, 5, 6%. So those are spots where you can look to, get a little different. And then there's a few spots that are going to be for sure probably clear leverage on the field. Rory, Morikawa, Cam Young is coming in completely off the radar for everybody. Sungjae, after his last couple weeks, there's some spots there that'll definitely be, hey, if you want to take the risk, the risk reward's there, it's certainly worth it. Some sleepers, low-owned or lower-owned than I thought initially. Day, we'll see how today goes. Just kind of catching up on podcasts and all that kind of stuff. I am behind on that, but, man, I think he'll be fairly low-owned, maybe even sub 10%. And I'm not a big Day guy, and he missed two cuts in between. He won the AT&T, but he's got pretty decent history here. Even when he wasn't on top of his game, he's only missed one cut since 2017. 44th, 31st, 14th, or 4th and 15th. He rates out well this week. I probably wasn't going to be on him at all, but if he's going to be low owned, then maybe, that's someone you go to. Not sure if I'm fully there yet, just because I'm not a big Day guy in general. But, I'll make some cuts up there in that range, and he could be a lower-owned guy that I do like. Eric Cole, liked him Monday, sticking with him. He's going to be around 3, 4, 5%, in that 6K range. Just like his game in general. But, that's a lower-owned guy. For 6K range, there's going to be several, I think, that are going to be in that 4 to 6%. Really don't have anybody sticking out that could flirt with the 9% or 10%, which sometimes you can get this week just simply because there's only 120 guys, but there are several 6K guys that I have in that 5-6%, meaning there's more than one that people, I think, will go to, and so it kind of spreads it out there in a little bit and lets you, you know, decide where you want to go for the week. Mitchell, you know, hasn't been playing well. I think I talked about that on Smash Factor. Not the greatest results, but he's played good here in two top 22 finishes since the renovation. So that's a little bit of, you know, course history versus recent form. And he's made cuts and stuff. He just hasn't, done peak. You really need the irons to come around in that short game. But I got him 3-4% right now. I think that's a good leverage play. Bo Hostler, another guy I don't mind playing from time to time. He and the next guy I'm going to talk to, very boom or bust. He's only played this course. Well, no, he played it before. So before the renovation, 44th in a miscut. Then last year, a 32nd. Coming in, three straight made cuts. Hasn't done much with them. But the upside's there. You know, 7K going to be that 2-4%. I don't mind that. And then Cam Davis, miscut last week. You know, fairly high owned. Coming off the fourth at PGA Championship. He's been playing pretty decent. He doesn't have the best history here. That's probably the only one concern. But at 7,700 for a guy that was one of the highest owned last week, he's going to be 5-6%. I don't mind that either. Some guys that have moved up for me, JT, kind of like Day, not a guy I go to a lot. And it's burned me at times, but I think he could be around that 11-12% this week, which is, maybe fair. He hasn't really played great, but hadn't played horrible outside of the putter. Deep dive, he looks really good. If he can get the putter together, he has decent results here. A fourth, an eighth, an 18th, a 42nd. Missed the cut in 2019, but outside of that, pretty good results. Now we need closer to the 18th and 8th and 4th than a 42nd this week, but could be a good leverage spot, when it's hard to find them up there in the higher priced situations. Fitzpatrick's another guy that'll be lower owned in that 9K and above range, probably 7-8%. I like fast and firm and tough for him. I think that helps him. It helps his game in general. And when everything's playing tough, he seems to stand out amongst people at times. So I definitely, don't mind going there. Cam Young's moved up simply. I mean, he made 7% this week. And you read, and you just got – it's more of trusting his words. He goes, man, I feel healthy again. All my weight's back on. I feel best I felt in months. If we're going to get a 7-8% Cam Young on this type of course, has he shown a lot lately? No, but, A, he's not too expensive, 8,800. So he doesn't have to be your first guy. Top 20 from him at that price, and I get 7-8%. We know he's got the upside. Don't forget, if you're looking at last year's results, he was 5-under going into the final round and shot 84. So, that was a horrible day. I remember it very well. Had a lot of them last year, but, he played well around here, minus that one round. So, he he's risk-reward right now. He definitely comes with that. But I think now you get at low ownership, you don't have to get too crazy on that type of play. KH Lee is a guy that's moved up for me as well. Deep dive stuff, continually looking in, some of the stuff he's done here. Cheap. 7,300, 4-6% own. Nothing's going to be flashy, but four straight made cuts in recent form. He's made all three cuts here. Just never done anything great, especially on the weekend. So I don't mind him either. Guys moving down or fading. Seabez, moving down. I don't know if I fade him. I still don't mind him. But smash factor wise, he was up there potential. Could this guy make my core this week? Probably not getting there, but he's not out of the picture as being in the player pool. McCarthy getting a lot of steam in the industry. His overall game has gotten a lot better. So I get it. In that 7K range are just guys, because I want to get several pieces up top that are going to be a little higher owned. There's some of these 9, 10, 12% guys, especially in the 7K range and a few in the 8K range, that I'm going to fade to make my pool a little bit, differentiate a little bit there. Henley's the same way. You're getting steamed up. I could see him getting closer to 10, 12%, 13% by Thursday morning. I get it. Again, he's not, didn't rate out horrible for me, but he's just a guy that I'll be, fading probably all the way. Lowry's a tough one. He's actually moved up in the deep dive and all that, but he's got a ton of steam, so he's up there. in ownership. And so probably not a core for me, but definitely something I have to think about on, you know, does he make the player pool, or is he a guy I cut out that saves me one of the top three owned in the 8K range right now for me? So that one's a little tougher, but he's definitely, you know, moved down mainly with a mix of where he's at on the rankings plus ownership projections. Keegan Bradley, a guy that's moved down for me, and you know, he's another guy. 7K range is going to get 9, 10, 11%. I'm going to cut out of several of those 9, 10, 11% guys and play the 3 or 4% guys mixed in with some of my, you know, chalkier plays up top, and then the mid-range hopefully gets me home to some good lineups. Staying strong for me, Cantley, X, Binion, Hatton. Still like all those guys, all of them potential core plays for me this week. Leverage plays, up top, clear. Rory will probably be the lowest owned. I do see a situation where people see that and they go, well, I'm going to play Rory if he's going to be the lowest owned by a pretty decent margin. And he gets a little steam. I just still find it hard for people to get comfortable clicking that when you can just pay a little more for a ROM, drop down. Xander's going to be popular. We'll see, though. I still think he's the lowest owned when it comes, you know, to final numbers. Fitzpatrick and Day, well, right now I got them as the lowest owned in the 8K range. Sam Burns and Cam Young, lowest in the 8K range. Underdog price picks, links in the description. Dollar for dollar match up to $100. Use code GUP. Underdog's got their Thursday 3 put up, 20K pot, $5 to enter. Only 13% full right now. Now it's Wednesday morning early, so still got a full day, but monitor that. It's fun. Several people doing in the Slack, especially now they moved back. They flirted with the price. They had it as $6. They had it as $10. We had feedback that we gave them, you know, based on a Slack member saying, man, we love the $5 one. So they moved it back to $5 last couple weeks. You can go check that out. They have numerous NFL best balls up now, including their $15 million pot one. You can get in there, start looking at those. And I'm sure they'll have some big, you know, stuff coming out as we get closer to the next major in a couple weeks. Prize picks, my round one plays. They have a special. You can take Jokic over half a point tomorrow night. So that's going to be the first one I put in there. So we'll have round one finish, and then you'll have to sweat him scoring 1 point. I would assume that happens unless some kind of injury like on the opening tip or something. Cantley over Rory, birdie or better. Hatton over Dietrich, birdie or better. Siwoo over Power, birdie or better. Kuchar over Lanto, birdie or better. Mitchell over Kitayama, birdie or better. So those are my six for round one. I'll have round two out tomorrow night when I release my round two matchups on the site. My final five, one and done. Hatton, Fitzpatrick, Xander, Cantley, Young. And I'll asterisk it by saying if you have Scheffler or Rahm, they're certainly viable this week, especially with the big pot up top. Most people will probably burn them by now. I think I have one left in one of my three. I can't remember which one it was, but always in this type of tournament, you could take either one of them and be fine. But if you burn those other five are the ones I like for this week. If you'd like to come check out the site, link's in the description. Lowered the prices a few months ago as we rearranged everything. Feel like we're pricing the market really well. We added several enhancements to the golf dashboard and green machine this week. We will continue to add them pretty much throughout the whole summer, but certainly as we get ready for the U.S. Open. Lots of good stuff coming there. Come check us out. Links in the description. You can see all the prices on the site there. Hope you guys have a great Wednesday. I will be back tonight with Kenny Kim for E9 per usual on an elevated event, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.